Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is time to talk to our guy, Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you can catch him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan, and it's all brought to you by our good folks at The Landing in Liberty. And Ben, biggest game in the NFL this week right here in Kansas City. It's the Chiefs and Ravens. Let's start with the Ravens, man. Why are they in such a bad way?
Well, I learned a while back that generally speaking, if you want to win games, you have to tackle someone. That is a problem. And I saw the line, guys, and it's a great line. I'm stealing somebody else's line, but the Ravens right now are playing they're essentially playing the no Ole Matador defense, kind of like the Cowboys are playing the cover zero in their passing. They can't stop the pass. The Ravens can't stop the running game. Like, this is such a weird deal to me, because my entire life the Ravens have always been a good defensive team with few exceptions. They stink. This is one of the worst defensive teams. They don't tackle. They don't wrap up. It seems like guys aren't in position there. I don't know how you change that in a couple of days. They just played on Monday night. I feel like that's a huge advantage for the Chiefs here, who we don't know the offense will be very good for the Chiefs. We do know the defense will be good. And so you add on the fumbling for Derrick Henry. I mean, there's a lot of interesting developments involving the Baltimore Ravens that we did not expect. I don't know about you guys. I did not expect on this side the Ravens would be playing the way they are right now.
It's amazing how they've been a defensive franchise since what they went there in 1996, and they've maintained it for basically 30 years to have that same identity. You don't see that a lot in sports.
No, you don't. You know, that's their bread and butter. That's their claim to fame. They've always had good linebackers, and they've had one or two guys in the secondary that were pretty good. But the way they stop the run, they are the worst, literally in many categories, the worst defense. Not the 28th or 27th. They're 32nd in most categories on defense, which is wacky to me. And that includes the Cleveland Browns, who they blew out. But the numbers, the Browns had more yards with Joe Flacco in that game than the Baltimore Ravens did. Browns, of course, have a great defense too. But the Browns won the stat sheet. They just lost the game because Joe Flacco kept turning the ball over. So the lesson there, I would say, going into this, rather obvious, in any NFL game, as Bob and you, Dusty, know, just don't turn the ball over, and it's going to be very difficult for the Ravens to win this game the way they have been playing the last few weeks, really the first few weeks of the season. So,
Ben, we've seen a couple of surprise stories in the NFL. Obviously, there's a couple every year. I think last year the Saints lasted for about 30 seconds, and then they flared out. But I wonder, what do you have more faith in moving forward that will be sustainable, I guess you could say, because I don't think everybody plays at the same level. The Indianapolis Colts or the San Francisco 49ers?
Yeah, so I'm going to see the Colts this weekend. I will be at the Colts are here, and I do the show for, obviously, LA, and they're going to be playing the Rams. That's another one, Dusty. I have a tough time. I've like everyone else, we form our opinion. Once we form our opinion, we don't want to change our opinion. I have formed my opinion that Daniel Jones is a terrible quarterback, that he stinks, and they changed coaches. He had a Hall of Fame running back in Mr. Barkley playing alongside him and was terrible. So I can't wrap my hand around the Colts actually being good. And they have had some good fortune so far. The Denver game easily should have, could have been a loss. And then last week they played the Titans, who are the worst team in football. And then and they also played the Dolphins. So I'm not, I think, I trust the Niners to be good. They have a terrible schedule. They don't have a lot of stars on defense. That scares you. They lost Bosa. But toss up, knife to the throat, Dusty. I'm going with the 49ers.
Let's look at New York. Jackson Dart finally getting the opportunity to start there after 3 weeks of Russell Wilson throwing into a tunnel, hitting a goalpost, you know, doing Russell Wilson type stuff.
Yeah.
Is this the right move for the Giants, or is this the desperate move for the Giants right now? And a desperate move for Daboll to try to save his job, I guess.
Yeah, well, I think the dead giveaway on this, Bob, and I'm sure you saw the same thing I saw and heard the same thing. He kept repeating this talking point. This was my decision. He said that multiple times in the news conference, which usually is a dead giveaway that this is it. This is your last chance saloon. And if you make this change and Jackson Dart's going out there and riding the vomit comet and is terrible, and then you're gone and you'll be the offensive coordinator somewhere like, you know, New England or wherever next year, pick your bad NFL team, go to Tennessee. So that's what it sounded like to me. And it's a very odd situation. Wilson was so bad against the Chiefs. Like they had, I feel like they got pressure. Daboll got pressure from ownership. You got to do something here. Otherwise, why wouldn't you do it next week? They play the Saints. They're playing the Chargers, who are a pretty good team. Like, it seems like that's setting this thing up for a failure. So if you open a restaurant, you have a soft launch. You don't open it up like that. That seems, if you're going to wait, and their whole plan was to wait half the season, the Giants, for Jackson Dart to have a nice, smooth entrance to the NFL, nice takeoff. It doesn't seem like that's the smartest move in the world to go against Jim Harbaugh's defense there with the Chargers.
Ben, I'm kind of interested. I know it's heavy football season, but
yeah,
I really want to get your opinion on this collapse that's happening from the Detroit Tigers, because I feel like this is a Ben Maller sort of like early Christmas present. Just a total epic failure. Cleveland, you know, the odds with it. And I also feel like there's like angel devil on the shoulders of Ben Maller here, where it's like, you know, the players didn't play, but somebody's got to pay. You know, I'm interested to know what you think about this whole, because I'm watching, I'm hooked, right? Like, I know there's a game today between the two teams. It's the third one, and Cleveland, here we go, with the catastrophic failure of the Tigers.
Oh, yeah, I know. Dusty, you're right. This is right in my wheelhouse. This is batting practice fastball right down the middle. This is miniature golf. This is pitch and putt, the windmill. Like, I'm there. I'm there for it. And the Tigers, I watched them. You know, I like Pete Rose. I like to bet a little bit on baseball. So I watched them the first couple months of the year. I thought, man, this team, this is the top team in the American League. There's no way they can screw this up. It is wild. Now, I don't believe in momentum. So it's one of these weird things, Dusty. Like, they just suck. There's no momentum. They're just terrible. The other day, I'm sure you saw this too, I was watching the game. The Cleveland Guardians got three runs. They didn't get a ball out of the infield. Like, it's just like the Guardians are like the Philadelphia Eagles of baseball. They play a boring style of baseball where it's like a lot of the tush push, but it works. But yeah, the better story is the Tigers. Like, that's the one. Like, this, I think they had a 15 game lead in the division at one point, or even more than that. And to blow this thing away, and you have a Cy Young level pitcher in your rotation, is fascinating to me, that everything would fall apart at the same time. And when I was in my younger days, I covered a team that had a similar collapse, although the Tigers are much worse. The California Angels had a 13-game lead over the Seattle Mariners, and I covered that team every day. I was in the clubhouse every day as they blew that lead to the Seattle Mariners, and I got yelled at by all these old baseball players. They were very upset with me because I had to get sound every day, but it's crazy. And A.J. Hinch is going to lose his job. See, I've mixed emotions, though, because either the Tigers – I want them to totally miss the playoffs. It's not as good a story as if they lost the division, but they still get in as a wild card. To me, that's not as good a story. They got to miss the playoffs. But then the Astros end up getting in the playoffs, and I don't want them in the playoffs. So I've got this weird thing. I'm stuck between the devil and the deep blue sea here. And but I, if I had to choose, I would actually take the Tigers to not completely miss the playoffs. That is fascinating that you could have that good a record, be dominating the sport of baseball, and then completely stop hitting and have, you know, sporadic malfunction on the pitching staff.
And then miss it by two games.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and they've already lost the tiebreaker to the Cleveland.
Oh, yeah.
So they have to be ahead of Cleveland. So they're cooked.
I mean, it's marvelous to watch this collapse. I was talking about, you know, AJ's job with some baseball people. They go, oh, there's no chance he's going to lose his job. They're actually ahead of schedule. And I'm like, ahead of schedule? He goes, yeah, well, last year they weren't supposed to be good. They had that run at the end where they got in. And look, AJ is also considered one of the best managers in baseball, even though he was the head of the cheating ring, you know, down in Atlanta. He'll be fired and hired by somebody immediately the next day. This one reeks to me of like assistant hitting coach getting fired, you know, what are those type of deals? Third base coach, you know?
Yeah, well, there will be like an Aztec sacrifice. Someone will be losing their job. But that is something that's changed. We've had this conversation, you know, coming on with you guys every week for a while now. Like, when I was a kid, it was just obvious. You'd fire the manager. I would have fired Dave Roberts 7 times the last 10 years in L.A. I would have fired Aaron Boone probably 10 times since he took over as Yankee manager. But these guys just keep their job. Like, I would have fired – if I was owning the Yankees, I'd fire Aaron Boone after, you know, the 5th inning of Game 5 of the World Series when they didn't cover first base, they couldn't field. But these guys, they just keep their job because, as the great Joe Maddon pointed out, it's like these guys are mostly just middle managers, and that's what they do. And so – it's like, what's the point of firing them? You got to pay these guys a lot of money, and then you just bring somebody else in who's going to do the same exact thing they're doing. So what's the point?
And if you got somebody that's carrying out the orders from the press box during the game, fine. You got a gift right there, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So it's just different, and I don't think it's ever going back. I mean, it's I've taken a lot of, you know, junk out here for my ripping of Dave Roberts. Some people think he's like the greatest thing in the world. I was like, no, I don't think he is. I think there's a lot, but I don't think there's any really good managers in baseball. Maybe Terry Francona, possibly, with what he's done in Cincinnati, but they're having a bad week here to close the year, too. I'd also like to see the Mets. I know you're a Mets fan, Bob, but.
No, I'm not. The Mets. They might as well played in Canada when I was.
I want to see the Mets. I want to see them. It's always fun when the Mets screw things up because there's every sports radio station I've ever worked at has a Mets fan, and they just lose their lunch, and it's just wonderful, and it just feeds into the beast. And so that would be fun if the Mets somehow screw this thing up and like the Diamondbacks get in and the Mets don't make the playoffs. I would enjoy that also.
Yeah, this weekend we got the Ryder Cup. Dusty's, you know, he's beside himself over this one. I'm excited about it too. I think it's a lot of fun. Where are you on the Ryder Cup this week?
Yeah, I'm into it. I'm not a huge golf guy. I golf a few times a year, but much like we've just had this conversation about baseball teams choking, is there any sport better for the choke than golf? I mean, that is the gold standard for the chokage at a big golf event, like the Ryder Cup, having a big, you know, commanding lead and then futzing it all away there. So I will be tuned in. I know. In news, they say if it bleeds, it leads. If it chokes, it leads in sports radio. So I'm there for the choke.
Who's the we were talking about managers and firings and all that. Who's the first manager fired on Ben Maller's list this year in the NFL?
Oh, yeah, coach in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, coach, sorry.
Oh, three weeks into the NFL season. Well, Brian Daboll, we brought his name up. That's an obvious one. You know, get rid of him. I would also say, looking around, the Houston Texans just are a hot mess. Like, the quarterback's worse. Their defense is fine, but it's like that team's I don't know what's going on with D'Amico Ryans in Houston. That C.J. Stroud is completely lost right now, and that's going to come back to him because he's the head coach, and they're terrible on offense. And he's supposed to be one of those top young quarterbacks in the NFL, and he sucks.
What about the guy in Tennessee, Lloyd Callahan? He's probably going to get run.
Well, it's not a good sign when your claim to fame is you're the quarterback whisperer from Cincinnati and you help Joe Burrow become great, and they've already taken away the play calling for you, and you're supposed to be coaching Cam Ward, who's the next Joe Burrow. The math on that, you don't need me to do the math. You don't need a calculator. It's kind of self-explanatory. It's, you know, 2 + 2. Things are not going well. I only hope we get a rant like his old man. We got to be the dumbest team in the NFL. I'd like to see that. So.
I would too. Ben, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the great sports weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
That is Ben Maller, brought to you by The Landing in Liberty. Don't forget to get the Ben Maller chicken fingers and my pretzel as well at The Landing in Liberty.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
three. Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
Let's get it started on a Friday Eve. Adele being rumored to be the Super Bowl halftime show. It is not definite, but a couple of accounts have come out that that is a rumor. One word on Adele being the Super Bowl halftime show.
Unique. That's a really, really different type of halftime show than we've seen ever for the NFL, right? I was talking to somebody the other day about the old halftime shows, and Up With People used to be the halftime show. It used to be nothing spectacular. Then it got great. Then it got bad. Then it got great again. Adele is definitely different for a halftime show, and I've appreciated Adele more over the last year or so than I ever have before, so I'd be good with that. But unique is how I would look at that. This isn't scream NFL.
Hello.
That's a good one. Well done.
Fire. I'm excited. I like Adele. I think she's great. You know, what is it? Rich Paul. That's her her hubby. LeBron James's friend. No, Adele's fine. I think it also solidifies that Taylor said no. Again. I'm good. No, thank you. I will pass on that.
I don't blame Taylor for saying no, quite honestly.
Yeah. Taylor's having her moment. She's done doing all her stuff.
I got this wedding to plan.
Yeah.
No, yeah, exactly. A couple things on my plate.
Adele's great. I think Adele's fine.
Yeah, Adele's awesome. It would be kind of...
And kind of in her...
Adele's great.
Still kind of in her prime, would you say?
Yeah, she's... I
mean,
maybe
she's a little teared off, but
little,
like still,
past,
still
but
pretty
yeah.
relevant. It's
oh,
not like
very
an
relevant.
Old retired singer.
No.
She's still doing residency in Las Vegas, right?
I think so. I just don't know. It kind of changed the vibe. You're right. It's a different vibe. She's not as hype, but it would be fun. She's incredible, so I would love to see that.
And I'll set fire to the rain.
Yeah, it's not going to be like a football rock show or country, you know... rock show
get going
type thing,
and
get you
jumping
moving.
Around. No, yeah.
And you're
like,
whoa,
this
Saturday
is awesome
night.
Football. And it's like, whoa, hello. Yeah. It's like going to be, all right, a little different.
But
all right.
I'm anxious to see how she can do because you just did that hello. And I'm like, I'm just imagining like how you could like branch off just from that. You could take it in a totally different direction and do that song in a way that appeals to football fans too, you know?
All right, now I'm kind of in. I started picturing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's
in.
Good.
Let's
it's,
go.
It's going to be really good, actually. Yeah.
I hope it's true. Calvin Johnson says, Buffalo would kick the Chiefs' ass right now.
Too early. It's too early. It's too early to count them out. It's the first quarter, but, you know, they could have, you know, the first quarter of the season, they could have still have three good quarters and be where they want to be at the end. You know, it's tough. You know, it's tough when you lose in divisional games, though. You know, it makes it harder to makes it a steeper hill to climb. But there's still a lot of games to play.
But, like, if you had to pick right now between, like, them and Buffalo – you'd pick the Chiefs, like if you know what I'm saying? I know it's early, but
man.
Like it's hard.
If,
I mean, here's
today,
the odds.
Buffalo,
so the Bills move
today. Buffalo's kicking that ass.
You yeah?
I think so.
I mean, I don't think he's wrong about that.
Talk to me in January.
Yeah, but we're not playing now. That's the good thing. We're not playing now. The one word is not wrong. I'm indifferent on his comments right now because I kind of agree with him, but we don't have to play the Buffalo Bills at this point in time. And the regular season meeting, as we know, is never one for the Chiefs. So I'm with Dusty. Yeah, let's see what happens in January. Who are you taking in January, Buffalo or Kansas City?
Yeah, I think my one word would be irrelevant. It's September still. Talk to me when we get to the end of December. And, I mean, I'm sure that game in Buffalo will be great. Once again, it will be Allen versus Mahomes. The history is there, but right now it's irrelevant. And right now he's not wrong. They would beat the absolute snot out of the Chiefs, I think.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I guess, re-signed Desmond Watson. This is a guy
who?
From Florida. Oh, thank you. My fault.
Watson! Yes!
They signed Gene?
Yeah. This is Desmond Watson, defensive lineman from Florida. He's like 450, 460 pounds.
Mm.
Couldn't get under the weight that they wanted him to during the offseason, so they
right.
ended up cutting him. Well, they play the Eagles this week, so they said, you know what? Let's bring him back in. Maybe a tush-push stopper. One word on the Bucs, bringing back Watson.
Epic.
Watson, yes!
This is so good, and I hope they plant him right over the center on every tush-push.
Let's go.
Just do it. This is one where you just take one for the rest of the league, you know? If you're Tampa, you have this 450-pound massive. Have you seen pictures of this guy?
This guy's huge.
I mean, he is every bit of 450 if he's not more. Put his ass right there. Like, they cut him because he couldn't make weight. Bring him back, put him on the 53, and stick him over the center on the tush push. Do it for me, please.
Yes, please.
Do it for all of us.
My one word would be heavy, Doc. This is
that's heavy, Doc.
Yeah, this is whatever, man. Nothing else seems to work.
put a tank in there and see what happens.
Oh, I think it's like it just makes a mockery of the whole thing.
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
we know, it really does. This guy wasn't good enough to make the team because he's too fat, but yet it's Eagle Week and it's Tush Push Week. You find me the fattest. Oh, we had that guy. Bring him in here.
What's Dontari Poe up to? Let's see if he can go back.
Oh, this guy makes Dontari Poe look like Xavier Worthy.
He does.
I mean, seriously.
Vince Wilfork, tiny.
All these guys look like, you know, sticks.
It's unbelievable.
Gilbert Brown would like to have a conversation.
They're having him do, you know, running in Florida heat. He can't lose a pound. He's just a big boy. Russell Wilson says he's not done. He's not done playing. One word.
Stupid. You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking
about. Let it go, Russ. It's time.
Yeah. Like, legitimately, your last two throws were to a tunnel, and you hit the goalposts.
Yeah.
You're done, bro. Like, just, it's okay. He's older than Salvi, just so you know.
Mm. That's right. Into the sunset.
Yeah, this is the athlete mentality, man. This is why I like to get rid of guys early so we're not in this spot. Russell Wilson has been declining for 4 years, probably five. Yeah. Once Seattle kicked him out of the crib, nobody else should have picked him up.
Yeah. He's a fig Newton, man. He's the fig tree that no longer bears fruit. It's over. You've withered away. Call it a day.
Dusty's getting going. The Ryder Cup starts tomorrow. The trash talk's already started, though, for Rory McIlroy. For fans towards Rory McIlroy.
Yes, yes. So good, man. Like just that's doing, awesome. You know, zombie. The fact, my most impressive thing is the whole crowd is doing it. They legitimately got every, like, is there somebody down there leading the cheers? Be honest with me, Ed Dusty, Oregon. Besides him.
They got the A&M yell leaders out
like,
there, yeah.
Do we have people that are coordinating this stuff to hopefully get it to this level, like a soccer game and stuff like that? Because that was beautiful yesterday. He's walking out, and all of a sudden they just start chanting in your head, Rory, Rory. Oh man, it was good.
So good.
Yeah, my one word would be climax. you know, the Ryder Cup is very special to me. It is this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Doesn't take me long to get there. Took me about 2 minutes on Monday morning to be ready for the Ryder Cup. No pun intended. Super excited. Can't wait to see this thing pan out, because not only do you get the American crowd, but you get New York's backyard, and good luck. I mean, there was a guy, for God's sakes, in a game that took the ball out of a man's glove at Yankee Stadium. That's a appetizer.
It's going to get wild. It really is. And especially now you have American golfers telling New York fans to be New Yorkers. Okay.
By the way, soft little nugget here. That's a practice round.
Yeah, right. Like, yes, that was Wednesday.
Not even real.
Yeah, that is practice. And that place was packed with people taunting Rory.
We'll get that announcement of the Friday pairings on today at 3 o'clock our time, 4 o'clock Eastern.
Do the Europeans heckle as much as the Americans do or not?
In a different way. You know, it's like when you go to a...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chiefs game, right? You heckle, you know, with your Eastern Jackson and in Johnson County crowd, and it's, you know, whatever, like, that guy sucks, you're a bum, Stedman. Whereas, like, over there, they do, like, the European Soccer League. That's fun to watch. They do, like, the chants.
Yeah.
You know, like, the soccer chants is more so of there. But, I mean, I'm sure there's, like, you know, get a job, you wanker.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a pathetic bum. Bryson, YouTube sucks over here.
They probably call them blokes a lot over there, too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You never know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.